Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You better you bet on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You better you bet Radio.com Sports. This is the taped edition of the show. We're doing this on Wednesday in the afternoon. Good thing that we waited until now to do it with the Ravens-Steelers game being postponed. We have another file, obviously. Not a live show here, so you'll have three files from today's show. I don't even know how sequentially this is going to go. Maybe I'm wasting my breath, so I'm just going to shut the fuck up and let's get to it here. So this segment of the show is going to be Lockie's college football picks for this week, week 13 on the college football slate. Tyler, I don't know. Do we have the capability here? Can we drop that dope? Can we drop that dope ass drum line? Or we can. Okay, Lockie, how many locks this week in college football?
It's a brief set of locks this week. We're almost at the finish line of the season. We're only a few weeks away, and games are getting canceled. But we got three bets we can talk about.
Well, hopefully the dogs will be barking, so your bookie gets bit. We'll find out. Now, as we established last week on the show, for anyone that played the old 90s arcade game WrestleFest, which you can also play on like your computer, there are ROMs for it. Great old school wrestling game from like the early 90s. My all right, Lockie, what's the next lock was stolen from now go to the next match. So Lockie, what's the first lock?
The dogs would not have been barking prior to like a few hours ago. And now we can literally say the dogs are barking in this game. Texas is getting no credit. Texas is getting no credit against Iowa State, and this number is it already existed as a pick at a number that I really liked, and now Texas is going to be a dog in this game. Apparently, this is all very weird to me. Iowa State looked awesome last week; that's part of what's contributing to this number. But my number in this game is Texas by three. I think you have to use some of the historical stuff between the teams and kind of like where they kind of perennially are, even if this is a good version of Iowa State, to make a number. Like, I don't think Iowa State can be favored on the road in this game, so I think, you know, Texas getting no credit is viable. I think we have a number edge. I think Texas needs to be at least favored by a field goal in this game. You also have one of my favorite kind of week after trends, and this has been one that's been in development but really hasn't been around for a while, and that's after you play Kansas State in Big 12 play. Chris Klieman has like the most physical team in the conference by far. We've seen the personality of that conference pivot to a more defensive, you know, style. We saw Mike Gundy talk a lot about that a couple weeks ago. Like, teams are starting to play more physical, starting to play more defense, but Chris Klieman and Kansas State were kind of the trendsetter there. So when you play Chris Klieman and then you play the next week in Big 12 play, so again, he just got there last year. This is only the second year he's been there. So we don't have a lot of conference games, but you can already see something developing here. So again, in 1.5 years, basically, of Big 12 play, when you play Kansas State and then you play the next week, you are 3-11 against the spread. And this year you are 1-5 against the spread. Again, now year two, more of his guys, more of his style. We're starting to really see that residue. Iowa State on a short turnaround here, a favorite against Texas. So number edge, maybe some residue from that Kansas State game. I like Texas as a small dog.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do longhorns bark?
No, they don't. They like moo? Isn't it like a steer?
Yeah, but the mooing is not funny. So the Longhorns will be barking when they take Iowa State over at Bet Rivers as we tape this right now. Texas, a 1-point home underdog against the Iowa State Cyclones. So lock number one is Texas plus one. What's the next lock?
I like Florida a lot. Maybe this team is kind of square. They're 23 against Kentucky. I think you're in an impossible situation if you're Kentucky in this game. So you got just blasted by Alabama for four quarters, to the extent that I literally believe the over hit by two touchdowns in that game solely because Alabama scored so many points. I think it was like 59-3 or 56-3. Alabama's another one of those teams where when you play them, you play the next week, you play worse. But I have a number edge here. My number's 27. And the thing I really like about playing Florida here, as opposed to, I kind of liked them last week. I even tweeted out like, this didn't quite make it, but if you want to bet this, like, I think 31's good against Vandy, is that Florida totally sleepwalked through the first half of that Vanderbilt game and then pulled away in the second half to cover. Like, what is the likelihood in back-to-back weeks with like a little bit more of a rivalry game here than you have against Vandy, who has no rival, that you're going to get another sleepwalk? So it's kind of like, you know, the thing you'd worry about Florida at a big number against a worse team is like, well, it's a noon game. If they were coming off Georgia or coming off like a huge, you know, LSU or something, maybe you get like a kind of a dead spot and a bad effort game. But like, they just gave you that. So like, what is this going to be? So number edge, Kentucky coming off physical Alabama, and then in a week has to turn it around at Alabama, at Florida, back-to-back weeks. Just an impossible spot for them. And I think a number that's a little low. So Florida 23, that's pick number two.
And that is the line right now over at the Bet River Sportsbook. That is our show sponsor, of course. Deposit $250 and you'll get a $250 match. The best lines, the best customer support, your hometown sportsbook, Bet Rivers. Florida minus 23, the second lock, along with Texas plus one. All right, Lockie, what's the third lock?
This one might be, I don't know if it's like public or, you know, just like maybe like too obvious or something, but I really like Northwestern, and I don't understand how this is under two touchdowns. So Northwestern has, you know, basically we kind of acknowledge the best defense in the Big Ten, maybe by a lot. It'll be really interesting if they can get to the Ohio State game at the end of the year and watch those two teams play, what type of game that will even be. I mean, just like Fields against that team will be interesting, but Northwestern's got Michigan State at Michigan State. This is sort of like a situational thing. So my number in the game is 14. It's 13.5. There's not a ton to play with there, but when you get in these spots where you have very, very low totals and double digit home underdogs, you would think like, it's almost intuitive, like, oh, well, I should play the dog. Like, there's not going to be that many points. And I think that actually leads to the number being smaller than it's supposed to. These types of teams, these double-digit home underdogs in low total games are death to bet. I mean, like 20% the last few years to bet against, because I think people talk themselves into, oh, low-scoring game, I'll take that double-digit home dog. And they've never been good. So it's sort of a situational angle there. I think a number that's pretty good. You also have in Big Ten play, when you don't score a lot and then you turn around the next week, it's just like, it's death. Like, we know what you are. And again, if Michigan State is going to get shut out by Indiana, who allows buckets of yards to everybody, to Rutgers, if Michigan State's going to get shut out by that team, how many points are they going to score in this game against Northwestern? 3-0? So again, I think Northwestern can literally score 20 and cover this game. I like Northwestern at 13.5.
So Northwestern over at Bet Rivers, that is a 13.5 point spread. So that number Lockie gave you is the number you can bet right now currently at Bet Rivers. Northwestern, 13.5 point favorite on the road at Sparty. Is that really it, Lockie? Only three locks this week? Only three locks?
We got canceled games. Nick Saban's got COVID. Fucked up year, man.
I don't give a shit. Just say.
Let's go 3-0. Let's just try to do that. How about that?
Okay. Now, do you think there's a chance, because Tyler will say, I don't know if these games are Friday or Saturday. Here's the dirty little
Iowa
secret.
State, Texas that's Friday. Iowa State, Texas is Friday.
In my mind, I'm going on vacation. Don't give a fuck about college football or college basketball. I am daydreaming about a piece of pecan pie. Let's say fuck you to college sports. I don't know what days these games are on. I don't care. So Tyler, just do it. Tyler, just tweet the plays from You Better You Bet, whatever, or Instagram, whatever the fuck you do. Do you anticipate adding any more plays, Lockie, to the college slate? Is it possible you'll be adding more?
Seems unlikely. I mean, there's like a couple, I guess, but this is really like, this is kind of bare bones. I like Maryland a little, but the number's too low and got bet already. I guess if that got back up to 2 touchdowns, that's another one that I would bet. Other than that, like, no. Like, I think no. There's just so, I mean, I just, that's the kind of year this is, man. There's just so much uncertainty and stuff. Like, I don't want to kind of say anything and then be held to it, to be honest, other than what I just gave out.
All right, so those are Lockie's college football locks for week 13 on the college football. Football?
In your mind.
Football is a combination of football and gridiron on the college football gridiron. The football. Oh, yeah. Sounds all right, gross. So, you know what? Yeah, just fucking, you know, you want our NFL picks because we went all the time. So just, you know, click over to the next segment.